Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another WR show. This is yours truly, William Rodriguez, and I am here from my house, and I'm always doing this in my house. Today has been a really cool day. I'm just gonna like tell you how my day went. Just because the fun of it is to like to let you guys know that that I was at a comic book store. I forgot the place's name. They were really cool, the people in there, including the one who was running the store. It was at the Westchester Mall in White Plains. What a coincidence, I was there, and then the Comic-Con is in there, you know? And I was there because we wanted to go to Build-A-Bear and, you know, just to check out some new stuff. Was new at Build-A-Bear. It's been a long time since I've been at Build-A-Bear workshop, but you know, of course I still have my Build-A-Bear, which I have up somewhere, but you know, I remember his name and everything. So you know, it's been a long time. I got him for one of my birthdays, but yeah. So we were there, and we were with a group of friends. I mean, we were with a friend, a few friends, with my mom, my sister, the two friends of ours, and myself. So I was like, hey, look, a comic book store. I was like, hey, look, a comic book store. And he was like, oh, look, K-pop, right? I was like, oh my god, look, K-pop. Anyone who knows what's K-pop, let me know what the hell this thing is about. I really want to know, you know, and also, who the hell are BTS? You know, is it stands for behind the scenes or something like that? That's what my guess is, because BTS is behind the scenes of each movie or whatever. But yeah, you know, they'd be like, K-pop and everything. We'd be like, we were just talking about that. I don't know how the hell this thing happened, you know? So the cool thing was that we went in, there were a bunch of pops in there, just like, Think Geek. They had a full wall full of pops, but they have a section full of pops, collectibles, everything, and I was enjoying it. And the cool thing was that I ended up buying pops, two pops, but to be exact, but one of them wasn't mine, because the other friend, I mean, there were two annoying little girl that I am mocking. It's a little girl. I don't know if she's a baby or not, but it's a little girl, you know. I bought her a pop because she's crazy about my Star Wars pop and stuff. So I was like, you know, let me buy her first, you know, so she could start collecting. And you know, she loves Star Wars, by the way, so, you know, props to that. So, so we finished, so I already paid. We leave. Before leaving, my sister shows me some things. So I'm like, well, that's cool, right? So we left. Welcome back again, Andre. So I was in that comic book store, and when we left, we went to the other place, which is Build-A-Bear. At first I wanted to, are you in CDD for real? Hey, God bless, man. Oh, and by the way, I'm actually doing my podcast, so if you want to hear me, just, you know, you can do it later or after this. But yeah, so I was at a comic book store. So after that, we went to the Build-A-Bear. At first, I wanted to buy something for the Build-A-Bear that I had, and then I was like, you know what? It's been a long time since I haven't, been part of his life or something like that, and I feel like he's gonna hate me. And I was like, you know what? No. So we decided to okay. So the young girl that was with us, I don't want to mention anybody's name. I'm just gonna say my mom, the two girls plus my mom, from my sister, they were there. So we went there. We went back to the comic book store. They were super cool because the same guy who checked me out for those pops, they were actually like, he was the same one. He was like, oh, like, hey, you back? And I was like, yeah, and you know how she is with the K-pop, and the young girl, she wanted to see something from the K-pop group band called BTS. I don't know anyone who knows about BTS and K-pop and all the stuff. Just let me know because I'm interested. This is I heard of K-pop and I heard of BTS, but I don't know who they are. I don't know what the K. I know what is Korean pop, but I just I never heard of it and or anything. But I heard I know what it is, but I just confused, what's the point of it and why is it here and not stay in Korea. But so I was there, so we went back and the guy, he was like, oh, let's get back. And I was like, yeah. So we were looking at the posters and the guy was super cool that he had a poster of, not the original poster, but he had the first Star Wars movie, but he had the Chinese or Japanese version of it. That, and he was telling me, oh, like this Star Wars thing, and George Lucas had a few of them made and stuff, so it was a cool thing. And it was such an amazing time. I would definitely go back to that comic book store. So I was, I was, it was such a joy, going in into comic book stores, and I had a Star Wars shirt. Like, I was wearing a Star Wars shirt, and the guy was also as well, and the young girl that I was with, she was also wearing a sweater of Star Wars, and we were all Star Wars fan. And then, I always say that Star Wars always shapes us. Even though you're Christian or not, Star Wars is also part of your life. I know that for a fact that it is a pop culture. People go crazy for stuff. Collectibles, pops, whatever. It's okay to be a geek like me and you and whoever. This is why I'm going to Comic Con. I just want to celebrate. I just want to celebrate that culture, it's gonna be my first time, just spending a few bucks on the tickets and the passes, just for one day. And it's a blessing for me to do these things because of people and support like you, and it's a cool thing, so yeah. I asked them before checking out. I was like, oh, you guys aren't going to Undiscovered Realm Comic Con? I was like, we were, but we used to have we were gonna do a table there and everything. I was like, really? I was like, what happened? I was like, oh no, we canceled it and stuff. And then I saw ads, advertisements for the Big Apple Comic Con, and I was like, are they going over there instead of the Undiscovered Realm? Are you kidding me though? So it was such a weird thing. I don't know why, but it was such a like confusing thing. But so yeah, that's like the end of my thing. I'm about to end the podcast soon, so if you guys hear me from here, it's not you guys, it's the podcast. This has been the W Show. With yours truly, William Rodriguez. So I'll catch you guys in the next time, which is tomorrow. Goodbye.